Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the book on Salam. And under this book, Kitab of Salam, we're doing the chapter Babu Fadli Salami wal Amri bi Ifsha'ihi, the chapter on the virtue of Salam and the command to make it common. In other words, make Salam something that is common, is not something that is left out in our lives. And we explain that part of making it common and fulfilling the right of Salam is that the person upholds the etiquettes of Salam. Explain, even when writing salam, we should write it in full. When saying salam, we should say the salam in full. We shouldn't be ashamed and afraid of saying the salam. So we did one ayat of the Quran where we were discussing that when a person enters the home, the ayat of the Quran is, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu. That O you who believe, O you have iman, do not enter any home besides your home until you have acquired permission and you greeted the inhabitants. وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. You have greeted the inhabitants. This word, تَسْتَأْنِسُوا, generally in all the tafsir, is translated as, until you have sought permission. That you've asked permission and you've entered. Then we explain the different situations where a person needs permission, where a person should just make ittila. Ittila means just inform the people in the home that he's coming in. So here again, a person needs to use his discretion. If he's living in a double-story house, for example, and the family is upstairs and there's nobody downstairs, he's entering from downstairs, there is no need for him now to scream and get permission. Here it is used as far as discretion is concerned. If there are people there in the lounge and he's entering in the lounge, now he has to make it a point of asking permission. If there's nobody there, then a person should use other forms of informing whoever is in the home that he is coming in. Maybe a person rings the bell, he knocks on the door, he makes salam loudly. But there should be some form of permission that is sought, that is understood permission that is sought. So similarly, this word we are explaining, tasta'nisu, it comes from the word isti'nas. Although it's translated as a person should seek permission, the real meaning of this word is to create uns, is to create some type of compatibility, create some type of familiarity even before you enter the home. How beautiful Islam is, that already before the person is entering the home, he's creating uns, he's creating familiarity, he's creating some type of meilan of his heart. Meilan of his heart means the people in the home, their heart is already inclined towards this person even before he's entering the home. How much more a person should be behaving in his house that people's hearts in the home are inclined towards him. What a beautiful expression, that even before you entering the home, make it such that the people inside are already inclined towards you. This is what is meant by isti'nas. A person is making himself familiar. Then ulama explain that how does a person seek permission and make himself familiar before even going in the home. So they say that when a person is seeking permission, this is the way he should do it. The first thing he should do is he should make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I explained, that here a person has to use his discretion. If, for example, entering via the lounge, people are sitting in the lounge, so the first thing he does is he makes salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Urdu, they translate the second part as Ana chahtahu, that I would like to come in. Now a person says this. First he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then he gives his name. So for example, his name is Ahmad. He says, may Ahmad who? Or in English he'll say, I am Ahmad. So he makes salam, then he gives his name, number two. Number three, he says, I would like to come in. Third expression, do I have ijazat? Do I have permission to come in? So first he makes salam, then he gives his name. Then he explains that I would like to come in. And the fourth, he's asked for permission. Do I have permission to come in? So such a nice manner a person puts it in. The people in the house know exactly who it is. Salam is already being made, that compatibility is already there, and then a person is asking for permission to come in. There isn't such a thing as just barging in and getting the people in by surprise. Sometimes it does happen. For example, a person, he's staying only with his wife, one example, but she may have her friends there or some visitors that came to visit her at that time, and a person just barges in and then catches them by surprise. So therefore he has this type of permission. Although, as I explained, if a person is only staying with his wife, then the person only needs to make ittila. Ittila means inform them that he's coming in by knocking on the door. We explain Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, staying with Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. But every time he went into his home, he knocked on the door and then he went in. It's possible that somebody else can be there at that moment, and then a person, now he gets in a very embarrassing situation, either for the woman or for himself. So to protect himself, he gives some type of ittila, and then we explain other situation, he gets permission and he goes in, obviously based on circumstances. Those days the homes were very small. very, very small. There wasn't such a thing as a lounge, a dining room, and then a second lounge, and then bedrooms all separate. Everything was one. Nowadays, if you go in Africa, you go to India, you go to Asia, you go to other places, you'll find homes still like that. One home is the complete home where the lounge is there, the bedroom is there, everything is there. Now here it becomes much, much more important for a person to take permission. So obviously look at the circumstances. There isn't such a thing as screaming and disturbing the neighbors and all that. That is not what is desired. What is desired is a person is cautious when he's entering his home and some type of permission is taken, whichever way. If not, salam is made loudly so the inhabitants know that this person is coming in his home. Another masala as far as salam is concerned, there was a sahabi that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is it? Somebody is knocking on the door. In our example, somebody is pressing the intercom and the person is asking, who is it? So this sahabi replied, Ana, that it's me. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is it? He said, it's me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset with this type of answer. Now this getting upset also wasn't to rebuke the person but to teach us. This is not the way you give an answer. You don't say it's me. You say who it is. So Rasulullah to teach him said, Ana, Ana, I, what does I mean? In other words, it got no meaning. Person is asking, who is it? You're saying it's I. I'm also I. The next person is also I. The third person is also I. Everyone is I. You're not telling who you are. In other words, you must explain who you are. So this is also something, common thing that the person does on the telephone. You find a person who speak, and he'll ask that person on the other side, guess who's speaking, guess who's speaking. You can't make me out. So you're putting a person into taklif and not explaining to him who you are. The correct way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that when a person is asked who it is, or he should explain, he should be the first one to say who it is. The person on the other side, with the other side of the telephone, the other side of the room, other side of the house, he knows exactly who it is. So this is the second adab we learn, is that a person explains who he is. Let's just continue with the ayat of the Quran. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala says that when you enter any homes, then greet yourselves with a prayer. In other words, greet the people with a dua, with a prayer that has been ordained by Allah Ta'ala and which is blessed and pure. So here we learn already something, that this salam is something that is given by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's a salam that is blessed, it's a salam that is pure. What a beautiful salam. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that when you are greeted with a greeting, then reply with a better greeting or returning the greeting. Either you're going to say something better to the person by replying. He may have just said, Assalamu alaikum. You reply with something better. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. That's where you stop. So he may have stopped at Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. You stopped at barakatuh. So you're replying with him something better. Or if he said the full salam, then you're replying with the full salam. That is what is meant by the second part, where you return the greeting. Then the last ayat of the Quran that is mentioned here, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ. In Surah Dhariyat, Allah Ta'ala says that has the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam's honorable guests reached you, that when they came to him and greeted him with salam, he too said salam. What is this ayat of the Quran is mentioning about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when his guests said salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam also made salam to them, to show us that the salam is such a beautiful thing. It then only start in our Shariat. It was even the Anbiya alayhi salam of the past, they would also make salam. So this salam is something that has transcended even our ummah. It is the greeting of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So how careful we should be about upholding and respecting salam, taking care of salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.